With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Minnesota's governor and Minneapolis's mayor have bluntly expressed their opposition to federal immigration enforcement in their state, but have their speeches broken federal law?
The Justice Department is investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they have made. Sources tell the AP the investigation is focusing on potential violation of a conspiracy statute.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire is glad the public is finally getting the facts about the tragic shooting of Renee Good by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis.
I applaud the Trump administration. They did the investigatory work and made sure that the facts were given to the American people. Because there were lots of people standing around getting different angles of that incident, and they had the officer's camera footage to be able to put out to show that all of those lies. And this is where the left really gets themselves in big trouble. They see half of something and they immediately demand an outcome and give it a final verdict.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk returned to court Friday.
Tyler Robinson's attorney, Richard Novak, is alleging a conflict of interest because the 18-year-old daughter of a deputy county attorney involved in the case was at the rally where Charlie Kirk was shot and killed. An affidavit presented by prosecutors says the daughter did not see the shooting but heard a loud pop. This is Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
This is ambush and another stalling tactic.
The defense also says the rush to seek the death penalty against Robinson is evidence of strong emotional reactions by prosecutors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel's government is objecting to a White House announcement about the steps in Gaza. This is SRN News. A new poll asks religious people about immigration.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that white evangelical Protestants are the most supportive of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens. Nearly two-thirds agree that people who are in this country illegally have no specific rights under the law, and 57% say all illegals should be deported even if they have no criminal record. White Catholics and mainline Protestants are also conservative on immigration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that around 200 courses in the College Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and promotion of the LGBTQ agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November, requiring campus presidents to okay courses on topics related to sexual orientation. This is SRN News. Social media companies have revoked access to about 4.7 million accounts identified as belonging to children in Australia.
This follows the country's ban on platforms used by those under 16. Communications Minister Annika Wells announced the figures on Friday, highlighting the success of the law enacted in December. The ban sparked debates about technology use, privacy, and child safety. Platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and X face hefty fines if they fail to comply. Officials say the measure is encouraging, though some young users have found ways to bypass restrictions. Other countries, such as Denmark, are considering similar bans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's rapid development of electric vehicles had competitors concerned even before Canada this week agreed to cut its tariffs on EVs in exchange for concessions on Canadian farm products. More details at SRNnews.com.